This is the one.
Oh, not very like accurate. It's there, but
definitely a guy made that.
Well, now look at this one.
Hey, that's pretty good.
How did that one guy who in Tokyo Drift got blown up in the car, how did he come back to life?
Somehow rolled out of the car and like they didn't see it.
But like they did it.
It
doesn't make sense. Like Han died. Han, no alive. And they're just like, nope, he's back. And it's like, what the f***?
The way that you get a girl to like you, piss your pants right next to them.
Yeah.
Tell that to your kid. Oh, you have a crush on little Sammy? Bro, just piss your pants right next to her. That's how daddy got mommy.
I don't know how me and mom got together. Soaked my pants.
I looked into her deep blue eyes as the stain filled the front of my pants.
Yo, the fuck? Let's see how far we move. And I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we go.
Oh yeah. Let's see how far we go. Bro, that song slapped absolute
I know.
Dick when we were younger, bro.
Yes.
Matchbox 20, holy fuck. I'm glad you picked up what I was putting
in. Yeah. I can hear like the rest of the song in my head. I just don't know like the exact words.
Got me a little hard on that, I'm not gonna lie.
Let's go. Welcome to the fuck box. It's the new name of the studio.
Welcome to the fuck cast.
We're ready. Primed. We have our subprimed mortgage.
Oh yeah, just hot off the press from the First Drop podcast. By the way, sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah,
still only have one subscriber.
Learn
please.
More. Learn the backstory to the fuck box.
Exactly. We kind of like went in.
Yeah,
we were talking about
dude, it was
blow
insane.
Job,
like,
sex toy games. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what you could buy on Amazon.
Yeah, shit's nuts. We talked about a gal who gets $12,000 a month by going on dates.
Yeah, we put like a description on like a 5-step thing how you can do that. Like you just have to pay for it. It's super easy.
Just pay for it.
Yeah.
This episode we got a bunch of stuff. I have an article about someone building a golden shrine for genitals, which is interesting.
Art.
It's more art. Religious, actually.
Oh, religious
which
art.
Which could be worse. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. We'll talk about it. I have another article about a woman getting pregnant twice in 28 days.
Let's go.
We have some other stuff.
Got some stuff.
We'll talk about it.
I found something, too.
Oh, right. I forgot about this.
It's about the great state of Georgia.
Lots
going on in Georgia, guys. Pay attention to the primaries. Just kidding. It has nothing to do with
okay,
policy.
I was like, what?
Just going to go on a quick political tangent. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's pretty funny,
we're
though.
We're actually rebranding to a political podcast?
Yeah. We're going to have Ben Shapiro on. It's going to be great.
Oh, God.
We're just going to sit and
fuck
let him scream. We're just going to have him watch our prior, listen to our past podcasts and just be like, oh, my God.
So, do you remember the super controversial political kid in our fraternity?
Yes.
I think, because remember he was part of that political organization?
Yes.
He had Ben Shapiro come to Iowa State at one point.
Oh, God.
And they literally would not let him on the campus.
That's probably for the best. It's very good.
I'm like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, you don't need.
Such a boner.
Yeah, don't bring the vibes down.
Don't bring the vibes down. Yeah, I'm not excited
he would do that.
Like, we're probably slowly rolling into, like, political season.
Yep, next
now,
year.
Yeah, I'm not excited
for
that.
Yeah, it is. Yep, next
I just
year.
Don't. I hate that shit. I hate going on social media during that shit.
Yep.
I'm just like,
guys, enjoy it now.
I mean,
everyone enjoy.
Oh, you think 2023 is bad now?
Just you wait.
Wait, brother. It's going to get worse.
Yep.
We're going to all hate ourselves.
Yep.
I really push
through. Is it a, not again, political pot. Here we go. Is it a presidential? I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2024.
Yeah.
Is.
An election.
Yeah. Just think it's like every 4 years. And
okay.
It's like on
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know if it started.
Four.
Like, I didn't know if that started on like what, like at zero, you know? Because if it started in like one, then like it'd be like 2025. If you know what I mean.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So I just didn't know the cycle. But I did remember 2016 was a election year. So
quick maths.
Yeah.
Quick maths.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have had this article pulled up.
Bro,
I'm sorry, okay?
Dude, we have a cadence.
So, quick article, gold genitals erected at Buddhist temple. To honor origin of life. So, here, let me screenshot it. I just saw this and I was like, I get it. Do we need to make a shrine out of gold for it? Probably not. But I want to get your opinion on it. I love the article. The article goes, the Bible's golden calf has nothing on Buddhism's golden vagina.
Facts. Facts.
Golden vagina greater than golden calf. Buddhism, one. Well, Christianity.
Which one would you rather have in your house? Golden pussy.
Dude, you easy. Fucking rip off your girlfriend's pants. You just see a golden pussy. What you doing?
I'm fucking getting my goggles on and my snorkel, and I'm going fucking in. Diving head first. Head first.
I ain't saying I'm a gold digger.
But. She's got a gold.
When that pussy made of gold. I'm working those mines.
About to be a fucking minor 49er.
Call me a San Francisco 49er. That would actually kind of suck, though, if your girlfriend's vagina was, like, actually gold.
Yeah, yeah, not practical.
Yeah.
Good thing it's not. Metaphorically, it is.
Anyway, so there's two of these. So the first one, let me just show you, and then we can kind of read more into the article. So this is the vagina one.
Oh, that's cool. Not very, like, accurate. It's there, but...
Not very accurate.
Well, like, it kind of looks like a vagina. Like, not really. It like, has, like, the idea down, but, like, I feel like... It's there.
I guess you're kind of right.
If I walked past it...
This is kind of too deep.
If I walked past it, I wouldn't really, like... I'd have to be told, like, we're going up to the vagina statue or something. But if they're in the right direction.
Yeah, I actually get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It is really deep right here.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like, there's a lot of different...
Yeah.
But...
Working with gold is really hard, so I totally understand the artist's challenges with this piece.
But, dude, if you're going to do this...
You got to go... Oh,
you got to, like...
Yeah.
Got to have no doubts.
Yeah.
You got to Hail Mary that.
Yeah.
Who, or Hail Buddha.
Yeah. I mean, definitely a guy made that.
So...
Nooks.
Well, then, okay. Well, now look at this one.
Yo, all right. A blind person made both of these. That's hilarious.
Do Buddhists that just looks not like look at genitals?
That looks like a Minecraft penis.
It kind of looks like a bug. Like they're the bug eyes.
Yeah. And then there's like a fucking trunk. Not to shit on this guy.
Like
but
an elephant.
Did they just make this? Just has this been a thing?
You could just put like two little chips here and it's an elephant.
Yeah.
For sure.
Has this, did this just get made or is this like been made?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me look quick. Oh, damn. That thing's 4 feet tall. That's crazy. That thing is like almost, this is almost as big as me.
Hmm.
A lot of different things you can. I don't think it has it. Oh. Oh, nope. Not seeing anything.
Hmm. Do you know why they were built?
I think it was just like to honor the origin of life, so to speak. Hold on, let me pick out the good
parts.
That. Thai Buddhists took golden idol worship to another level after praying at the altar of a giant gilded vagina, which was...
Simp. Pussy.
Bro, you're praying to Vag? That's a pretty beta move.
Beta. So beta.
Only betas pray to vaginas.
Go get on your knees in front of the dick. I mean... Huh?
What are you doing?
Can you repeat that one, Sarby?
Bro. Honestly, I think it'd be cooler to pray to the dick.
I think we're both way too immature to go to this place. I think we just shouldn't go.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think
we'd
ever.
We should just not go.
We provide... Oh, they do ceremonies here to provide remedies for misfortunes.
Ooh.
So people who are having a bad day are like, can you...
I gotta go talk
pray
to
this
penis.
Vagina.
I gotta go talk to that big penis.
Bro, I've been on a hella dry streak. Can you pray to that vagina
for me?
For me.
Pray for some action.
Pray for some remedies in my sex life.
Yeah.
Affectionately known as... Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. The cultist Buddhist nun, affectionately known as Mother Brahmin, built the salacious statue so women could increase their fertility and fortune, as well as atone for sinful acts such as abortion.
Yeah, we're going to have to go kick that pussy.
Wah-bah, wah-bah. Abort these nuts! Mm.
Go up to the dick. And just wah, 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 wah. Slap it around.
Give
it a little yank.
I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, I don't know how easy it would. Like, if it's made out of real gold, someone's going to try to fucking steal that. Can you imagine? You're like, I stole this golden vagina.
Look, I have the golden pussy.
Like, I... No disrespect to Buddhism.
Look at my golden pee-pee.
That seems not... Like, I would expect this if it was like, rich billionaire commissions golden vagina statue.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But...
Again, maybe just Buddhism's a little more mature than we are, so...
Maybe. I mean...
They can have those things.
I think... I mean, the fact that they're writing an article... Also, it's called them a cultist. So I almost wonder if this is like... They're like... You know how there's like they take the Christian religion and like warp it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens with Buddhism too.
Yeah,
because
maybe that's kind of like what's happening there.
I've been to Buddhist temples. This is not normal.
Yeah, they don't have those bad boys hanging.
Yeah, it is, and it's just like you said. It's not. It doesn't look.
Yeah, it's very like pornly, very poorly crafted.
Worshippers also erected a matching golden penis encircled by 8 smaller phalluses.
Yeah, I was going
to
say they
had the gilded vagina idol.
There was like the vagina and they had vaginas around it and it's dicks and dicks around it.
This is the dick circle.
Yeah. It's like the little dicks and like the little vaginas are like worshiping the big one.
You know what pissed me off?
Hmm.
Did you see in the dick one, the dicks are facing different...
Oh, they're not all pointed in. They're all...
Why is this one flaccid, but the other ones are hard?
Yeah.
What the heck, guys?
Wait. No, they're all facing the same way. Like, the little ones are.
No, but it's not facing the same way as the big
one.
Oh,
okay.
I mean.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not okay with
that. I thought, like, each individual little one was, like, facing a different way, and that's where I would have been like, who made this?
No, I'm just like...
But, like, yeah, they're all facing up, and then the ones facing down.
Like, imagine if they had made all the vaginas, like...
Yeah.
I want either full flaccid or full hard.
Decide. Make a
None
decision.
None of this half-chub shit.
Make a decision. Right? You are or you aren't.
Are you pushing rope or not?
Tell me right now.
Yeah. Devout followers make pilgrimages from all over to pray for luck. Whoa, I've never seen that word before. F-E-C-U-N-D-I-T. Fasun. I want to say...
You can, hold on it, and then it'll, hold on the word, and then it can say you're fine.
The ability to produce an abundance of offspring. Okay, so fertility.
Yeah.
So rude. Some intern hit the Grammarly button.
Yeah.
The Grammarly synonym button.
I was like, no. Just talk normal.
I believe that we should pay respect to the genitals because they represent the origin of life and abundance in the world, declared Mother Brahmin. It's not strange or unusual. I think the fact that they're making a news article does make it a little strange or unusual.
Yeah. I liked her until she didn't like abortion. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, I don't know if I can roll with you.
Well, it didn't say that they were against abortion. It said that it was a place for people to ask for forgiveness for acts such as abortion.
Oh, I didn't hear that wrong. I heard that wrong then.
I could see that where, like, if you...
Like guilt. Like, you have, like, guilt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, okay. If you're religious, but you're just like, I literally cannot have this baby.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's, like, other circumstances. Mm-hmm. Like, if a girl got R-worded.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to keep the baby.
Yeah.
To me, that makes a ton of sense, too. But it would still be, quote unquote, a sin. So I actually kind of like that.
Changing my opinion.
Yeah. Like if
yeah,
Christians were more like, hey, we don't believe in that, but like
if you get one, here's like there is a space and
let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Why did you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think there's anything too interesting. I just thought that was like
golden.
I don't know.
Vagina.
Like I said, I think I would be more like, okay, that makes sense. If it was a billionaire just like, I want a gold dick in my house.
Yeah.
Someone make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, art.
Art.
I definitely want in my house when I buy one to have like basically porn as art, but it's art, so it's fine. Like, you can't have like Playboy just like stapled to the wall. You could, though, actually.
You could. Actually, some people have.
You frame it pretty well. Like, I think you could do it.
But, I've
like,
seen it.
You can't just like screenshot like a scene of porn and then be like, yep, that's art. I want like very classy like silhouette of like naked man and women hugging, like, or like literally like fucking, and then it's just like, that's art.
I'm just imagining like screenshots of Pornhub titles and thumbnails.
Yeah.
Just plastered
and then
on a
stapling
wall.
Stapling them to your fucking wall.
I think there's a way you can make that art. See?
Pass.
I think what would be cool is if they used Pornhub thumbnails and or titles to make like a big ass. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like, have you ever
seen... like you step back and you see it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
That would be kind of fucking sick.
Yeah.
I would pay for that.
Yeah.
I want that in my house.
I was going to say, I thought you were going like, use the titles, but you cut out the letters and you make like a note.
A note?
Well, it's kind of like how people do with like magazines, you know?
Oh, like yeah. Ransom notes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me $1 million or yeah. You'll never see your wife ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Writing a lot of ransom notes over there, Zemi?
Yeah. It's a fun way to reuse.
Fun way to pass the time.
Pass the time.
I'm going to kidnap this child and...
I'm going to steal your family.
It's fun summer activity. Kidnap kids and ransom them. It's like
side a hustle.
One of those like... what was this video you wanted to show me?
I didn't have a video.
Or whatever.
Oh, I had an article.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Georgia officials really want people to stop being nude in their driver's license photos. Really bad.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. They really want people to put their clothes on.
All right.
Georgia officials are begging people to put shirts on before they snap their driver's license photos. The Georgia Department of Services posted on Facebook in May requesting that people appear fully clothed in their digital identity cards. Backstory. They don't really give it first. In Georgia, you're allowed to take your driver's license photo at home.
Okay. That's what I was about
to
ask. Yeah,
they never really dove into that.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, so here it is. The state allows drivers to add their driver's license to their iPhone's Apple wallet, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's so... Oh, you know what? Arizona has that, too.
Or their Apple Watch, what makes getting TSA checkpoints more convenient. However, it does not replace a physical driver's license. But part of this process is you can also take your photo at home. And I think that was probably a part of COVID as well. They rolled that out. However, people being amazing were taking them shirtless or full body naked. And enough people did that they had to release. They did this on social media. I think that's on Facebook. And they made like a meme out of it. They're like, please wear clothes when you're taking your selfies for your digital driver's license and IDs. Like, caption was, attention lovely people of the digital era, please take your pictures with your clothes on when submitting them for your driver's license or IDs. Let's raise our virtual glasses and toast to the future. Cheers to technology and keeping things classy. And they did this thing.
Oh, nice.
I love it.
That, I'm trying to think, like, so let me look at my driver's license, but I think it's like literally like neck up. Oh, fuck, my wallet's in the other shit. But I'm almost 100% sure it's like you can't even see my, like, if I had my shirt off, I don't think you'd be able to see. So, like, what are these photos people are sending in?
I don't know. There was no examples or, like, sort of, like, yeah, examples or what people have submitted. It just said Georgia officials really want people to stop taking off their clothes for the driver's license photos. Would you submit yours shirtless if you had the opportunity?
Probably not. I'm kind of a rule follower.
Yeah.
Would you?
I probably would with my shirt on, just because I wouldn't even think that I could like do it shirtless. Even if I had the ability to take it at home, I wouldn't even be that creative.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, I don't want people to look at my license and be like, Why do you have your shirt off?
Buddy.
I want to see like funny pictures that people have put on their license. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you can take... Yeah, if there's other things, like if you take your shirt off, there's more other things you could do.
Yeah,
you have like a clown suit.
What kind of faces are they making?
Yeah.
To me, that seems really weird that you wouldn't... Like, I'm thinking, like, if they start doing that on passports,
mm-hmm.
that just, like, would not fly.
Yeah, it said it didn't substitute for, like, not having those, but, like, I don't think you could do it for a passport, because that's not, like, a passport goes to the government, mm-hmm. not just the state.
Yeah.
So, they would... Yeah. The government would probably most likely... I mean, I'm assuming Georgia... is I'm assuming you have to submit these and they reject them, but there's probably just such a large volume that they're like, holy shit, didn't think we need to say it.
That's more my question is like, are the people submitting these and there's some like poor worker that's just like scrolling through and then all of a sudden it's just like dude with his dick out.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably. Hilarious.
I don't think those people should have licenses.
No.
If you're trying to get your dick on your driver's license... You should not be driving.
You're not driving.
You're not allowed to drive. I'm sorry.
You're done.
You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to breathe. We're sending you to a psych ward until you figure it the fuck out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's all
Would
I had.
Would you do your license without a shirt on if you could?
That's what I just said. I said I wouldn't even.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I wouldn't even think to be that creative. I feel like I would.
Me too.
It's not even like. I think that's what I have to get through first. It wouldn't even be the option. It'd be like, would you be smart enough or would you be creative enough to like get the fucking document from the government and be like, you need to take this photo? And would you even be creative enough to think of taking off
this
your
shirt? This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, because this is a virtual one. Mm-hmm. Is their virtual one like completely different from their physical one?
I don't think so. It has to be the same, I'd assume.
Yeah. So but it doesn't replace it.
No. It's just like a... I'm assuming it's if you don't have your ID and like
you need to use it for
you
something.
You need to use it.
Like you forgot it, but you're
yeah,
at a
you
bar.
Can still like get into a bar or something, or you can still buy alcohol. But like you still need to have like the physical copy for
like driving and
like if you do want to get like a passport, like I'm sure that's like you can't just show like your virtual one.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would not be at the in the time. I also don't think I'd have the gonads to like.
If I knew that I could do that when taking the picture, I also don't think I'd have the gonads to do it.
I feel like that'd also be a hassle. Like
it'd be a waste.
I'm sure it's not.
It would just get rejected, and then you'd have to like take it again.
Take it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd much rather just get it over with.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't well okay? I have terrible geography, but isn't Georgia right next to Florida?
Yeah. They're close.
So they've got it. Like, that's a I would expect that from
that's
Florida.
That is Florida
that's
energy.
What I'm, yeah.
That's for sure Florida
So,
energy.
Like, I think Georgia's just off-brand Florida.
Yeah, Georgia.
Are you looking on a map right now?
Yeah, Georgia is right above Florida.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just off-brand Florida.
Yeah. The heat, El Nino this year is kind of just making it a little weirder. It's going up north, you know?
El Nino?
Yeah, because, like, El Nino makes it hotter, and I'm just...
Wait, what is El Nino? I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what El Nino is?
Are you baiting me into these nuts?
No, I'm not. I
okay,
swear to God.
I was on my guard.
El Nino is this thing that happens like every like 2 to 7 years, and it just makes like the hot, the tropical areas like warmer, and like it's like a warming of the Pacific Ocean that like happens randomly, and it like has a huge effect on like everything.
Why is it called El Nino?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
I can give you the definition.
Yeah, give us the definition.
All right, I got you.
How do you know that?
Because it's an El Nino year. It's just like a news thing. Like, if it happens, like, people will, like, talk about it.
Do you watch the news a lot? I don't watch the
news. No, it just, like, comes up. I don't know. This is, like 8th grade geography.
I also never took a geography class, so.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, if you Whoa. Sat me down, gun to my head, where, like, even if you were, like, name 20 of the states, I'd be cutting it pretty fucking close.
All right. The term El Nino, Spanish for the Christ child, refers to a warming of the ocean surface above average sea surface temperatures in the central and eastern tropical Pacific Oceans. Ocean, singular. It just, like... I don't know what causes it to happen, but it just does.
It just does.
It does. Probably has something to do with the sun.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Sun, wind, earth, fire.
Yeah.
Some
earth,
sort of
wind and fire. Probably.
Something about
yeah.
the Avatar.
Yeah. The Avatar's returned.
The Avatar, like, you know,
popping off.
Came a little too hard or something. I don't know. So. Yo, I saw a clip from the Avatar movie on Twitter the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how ass it was. Like, I've never seen it, but I know people
that
said was it
was
ass.
Yeah.
I know, but I saw this, like, clip of, like, the earth bending or whatever, and it was fucking awful.
Ugh.
It was so cringe.
I refuse to see that.
It was, like, 7 seconds, and I was like, thank God I never.
I'm so, I don't know, what's, like, the movie studio's gig of, like, live action?
I don't know.
I'm not, like, even the Disney ones, I'm like, I could live without this.
I'm trying to think. There's definitely been live action movies and I'm like, that was actually pretty good. But they're few and far in between.
Yeah.
Because most of the time they just butcher it or like.
I just feel like the, you got to fly.
Holy fuck. That thing was like trying to fly in my eye.
Yeah. It was trying to blind you. Yeah. They just, it. I just don't like the anime. I just don't like how it looks. It's just like. So CGI, so made on computer, like video game esque,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, ah, it's just not my. And then I know what it like the original looks like, and that has like the sentimental value to it. So I'm like, fuck. Like,
for me, it's more like, can we just try to make something new? You know,
yeah.
Like at what
also
moment?
That yeah.
At what point are we just beating a dead horse?
Yes, 100%.
Like, or like I remember. I posted something because, or just like reposted somebody like made a meme that was like Fast X. What was the new Fast and Furious movie?
I want to see it so bad.
Okay, why?
Oh, I feel like.
Why? They need to stop making
these
movies.
They're different. Those are different. Those are, each movie is different. More different than like.
Then name it something else.
No.
Put some new actors.
No.
Why
no.
the fuck have they made 10 of these movies?
They're so funny. They're just, it's just
no,
a meme.
They're not.
They're
okay,
like
yeah.
over the top, insane. Just, it's just funny to like visualize something just crazy. Like making a movie that is so absurd, but someone puts so much time into it. It's, and like, there's so much nostalgia because like the real, like the first like five probably are pretty good, I would say. And like, those.
I think you're generous with five.
I think the first
I would
five
say
are.
Three.
I think the first five are. Fast Five was really good.
I can't put a
I think
finger
that,
on that.
Pretty
but
I'm sure that's the one where Paul Walker, like, that's either Fast Four or Five where he, like, that's when he
passed
died.
Away.
Yeah,
oh.
died.
And they gave him the tribute?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I can't remember which
the ones was. After that, they get, I feel like the ones, like, after that got kind of, like, too far. Like, they got, like, I don't know. The last one, and I think this one, are just, they have such, like, meme energy. Like, I want to see what ridiculous person, like vehicle that has come up with. Because,
yeah.
like, in the last one, Cardi B pops out, which is like, the fuck? Like, why are you here?
What are you doing here?
Okay, cool. Like, come on in. And then there's, like, a rocket car. Just because, like, rocket car.
But I don't understand why can't they just, like, make a new movie series? Like... this is so fascinating to me because
somehow,
I'm like, they need
somehow,
to fucking stop making these movies.
They somehow made it. They figured it out. I don't know why. I can't really, I honestly can't explain it well enough as to why I want to see them. But like, I just do. I want to see them so bad.
That is so stupid.
They are so stupid. They are like the last few have been so dumb. But like I 100% want to
I
see
feel
it.
Like they've tapped into like the America effect. Like there's just so much stupid shit happening that
yeah.
like it's like it what is it? It's like I can't watch but I gotta like
yeah.
you know? Like it's so dumb that you
yeah.
have to
Yeah. How do they get funding for it? I have no idea.
Well, I mean sorry, most people are probably thinking along your lines where it's like I just need to watch it for the memes.
Yeah.
I need to see some
I need to
guy
see Vin
miraculously
Diesel.
Catch a car
yeah,
and then say family.
See, yeah, yeah, yeah. Vin Diesel do like an explosion front flip, land on like barely stop before falling off a cliff and just go like, that one's for family. I want to. It's
family.
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 If family's involved.
They need to just like add an Asian guy.
Family.
Family. Dishonored of Memory.
There are Asian people in it, so.
True. Okay, if you can explain this. How did that one guy who, like, in Tokyo Drift got blown up in the car that flipped upside down, how did he come back to life?
It just, like, so dumb. Like, somehow made it, like, rolled out of the car and, like, they didn't see it. Like, it was, like. But, like, they did it. The last one was actually just, like, one big, like, yeah, let's just, like, hook you with an IV and we're just going to, like, drain you with nostalgia. Like, they brought back, like, every fucking person from every past one.
Ugh,
like,
that.
So, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, Han died. Han dead.
Died.
No alive. And they're just, like, nope, he's back. And it's, like, what the fuck?
I would have loved to be in the writer's room. Where they were like, all right, guys, we got to do something big for this one. Like, what's going to happen? Like, what's... And just that one, like maybe it was like an intern was like, bring Han back.
I feel like the intern was the, like, one who's sitting there like, this is stupid. And all the writers like, no, like, Vin Diesel just hyped us up. Like, this is going to be so awesome. We're going to bring everyone back. Cardi B is going to be here. Rocket car. So many unrealistic stunts, like, you're gonna love it. And they're all like, yeah, dude, it's
totally
great.
That makes sense.
And
yeah,
some intern is just like, what?
And then they sell 400 million first.
Yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw this meme that was like, you guys are the fucking problem.
Yeah,
and I put it on my story. I was like, can we please stop watching these movies? So many people, you take that back. Fucking why?
I'm with them. You take that back. I just, like, I don't know. I have no idea. They're so their own.
I see that as the same as these live actions. Just
beating
the dead horse
until
it stops pumping out money.
But at least, like, the live actions are the same story. Just, like, tweaked a little.
Okay, but tell
Fast and Furious, each movie is, like, drastically different. Like, you could say the structure of it is, like, the same. But, like, this, like, what happens is very different. Like, there's different characters.
I mean, I guess I haven't
seen
the rest of them.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But,
like, whereas, like, the live actions, it is, like, word for word, the same songs, the same story, the same, like, the exact same everything. And then they, like, they kind of, like, work in their own whatevers, but they have a script to follow. The Fast and Furious ones are just,
I guess,
like,
that's a good point.
Them, like,
but I still
picking up shit and, like, throwing against the wall, like, each year, and they're, like, perfect.
I mean, I'm sure if you watch the movies and really evaluated them, they probably have a formula built on just, like.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying the live action, like,
is
Little Mermaid is literally copy and paste with, like, a few different things.
I guess you're
and
right.
And, like, that movie.
But I still see it as, like, I'm not talking about how it's made. I'm talking about beating the dead horse. That's
kinda,
like, hey,
yeah.
Can we just, like.
Like,
the
series should end, but they aren't. And I think that's so funny.
But they aren't because, like, people are still just, like, it's the memeified culture of it. Like,
yeah. Like, it should be done.
Or that,
but,
like,
they're keep
it's
going.
So stupid that I have
if
to.
If they want to keep swimming, I'll let them keep swimming. I'm not going to be like, no, get out of the pool.
I don't know.
Keep swimming.
I just have, like, a huge thing against, like it, the Kanye thing. It's so stupid. I need to watch it. Who does that benefit? Kanye.
Yeah.
That man, like, making bags and just everyone knows who he is now because he's so stupid. We have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at the Fast and Furious movies. They're so stupid that we have to, like.
Fast and Furious movies don't, like, hate Jews.
Wow. That is just such a hard thing to live up to. It's just not being a.
They're not anti-Semitic. They're wholesome. It's just driving cars and explosions and impossible stunts and rocket car.
Thank God they're not racist.
Yeah, they're not racist.
All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
The stupidity it's level between Kanye and Fast and Furious, drastically different.
Yeah.
But the
beating the dead horse, for sure.
Sentiment's still there.
Beating the dead horse, for sure.
Crazy.
But I think it's admirable because, like everyone... Every other movie franchise would have given up by now. And they're like, nah.
Nah,
we're still wailing on this
thing. I don't know, man. Something about, like, just a Steven Spielberg cum blast of a movie where it's just, like, explosion, like, death-defying stunt. Guy catches a car.
Yeah.
Family. Like, family. I just don't know why that, like...
Family.
Just like, it's never been appealing to me. I don't know why.
The first half of those movies are actually very good movies. These last few are just like beating the dead horse. But I'm gonna go watch him. I'm gonna go watch
shanking
him do it.
The dead horse.
Like just they're almost like burying it with hammers. Like that's how like hard they're being.
Sledgehammering it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think it. It's almost, I think I would appreciate it more if they're able to get to like 20.
Like, yeah. if they double it,
I would shit my pants. I just take the L. I'd be like, yeah. You know what? Greatest franchise in history.
I heard rumors that Vin Diesel wanted to do a spinoff about his own character. How do you do a spinoff of a movie about the main character?
Yeah. Like, I love the, like, the lore of a, you know, a universe that a book or a
Boba,
movie
like
has
Mandalorian.
Built.
That's like interesting.
Yeah. Yes. Like, yeah. Hey, here's something that you were introduced to in mm-hmm. like the main series.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's a branch off. Like, I'm actually kind of hyped for the new Hunger Games movie where it's like, oh, hey, like these are the people, but like earlier in their
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
And that's in a lot of ways new.
Yeah. That's like a well built universe.
Like
Fast and Furious is not built a universe. They're just like, there's no like, this is like almost like, there's no
dude,
universe.
If we
it.
Just have an explosion every 5 minutes, like the viewers won't even know what's fucking happening.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They gunshots, guys catching cars.
Yeah.
Done.
Yep.
It's all we need.
Yeah. And they didn't build like, no, this is like on this like it's like happening in real life. Like this is like real life, not like some universe like Harry Potter.
Yeah, but even if they just like, oh, hey, Vin Diesel had a son and they did a spinoff of that.
Of the son. Yeah. Yeah.
And like Vin Diesel might be in
and
it
already,
a little.
Yeah.
But
they
like,
already did like explain kind of Vin Diesel as like a younger person. Like that was in the, I'm pretty sure that was in the ninth one where they like talked about his like upbringing. So like, I don't know what this spinoff could possibly be, but it's like, no. If you're going to keep doing this, like you just keep racking up like 11, 12, 13. You do that. You don't spin off into like,
yeah,
I don't need to know about Vin Diesel. Like I want to know about everyone.
I also think there's just something around like powerhouse actors. Like has The Rock been in anything that's just completely fucking bombed? I remember watching the Jumanji movie and being just thinking it was the dumbest shit ever.
I don't know.
It, in my opinion...
That one did kind of, yeah. With, like, Kevin Hart.
It did not do the original Jumanji justice.
No.
It was too...
No, and that's another example. Not, like, a live action, but, like, copy and
remake.
Paste. Yeah.
But, I mean, kind of same sentiment.
Yeah.
It wasn't copy-paste. The plot lines were different.
Oh, okay.
It was the same...
Same universe.
Yeah, same universe, okay. Same game. Like, they, yeah. You know, they found a game, had mm-hmm. to... But the original Jumanji was just...
That, I mean... Robin Williams, how are you gonna beat that?
That's true.
You can't. Like,
but I feel like they pressed the if we just put The Rock and Kevin Hart into a movie,
yeah,
they'll carry.
Yeah,
it doesn't even have to be good.
Yeah,
make a joke about Kevin Hart being short, and
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, we'll roll with that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. That what? I feel like The Rock isn't like if you want to like surefire that you're gonna make your return on your investment on your movie. You could like throw The Rock in and you're like, I got a good feeling about this.
Yeah. What like, that? What did that Adam movie? Black Adam?
Black Adam.
Did that do well?
I don't know.
I feel like I haven't heard much about it, but.
It could have. But he's just like an all around likable person, I feel like. Yeah. So that's why like he gets cast.
Would you vote for him if he ran for president?
I don't know.
Or would you. I guess, would you like to see him run for... I remember people were talking, like, if The Rock ran for president, that'd be fucking sick. And I kind of agree.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I probably, if not slightly better, just the same as anyone else who's running with him, so...
Hey, we don't have to worry about them dying from a heart attack, maybe.
Yeah. Did you see the video of Biden falling?
No. Did he fall again? Is this the bike?
No, this was, like, he was taking a step off of, like, there's, like, the podium that it's, like... He's at like a like an Air Force, like some military branch, giving a speech of sorts. And like he steps down off like where the podium is like up on and just like tumbles. Not like off the stage, like he's still on the stage, but like,
I mean, it's sad. It was but one it's like, step,
but like just seeing him like tumble and then like every like security guard being so concerned and then like him struggling to get up, I was like, I literally thought, I was like, this is so whack to have like a president of your country, like kind of the face, like your leader, kind of being
just
a pussy.
Just one step just took him out.
Just one, like one small tumble just almost put him in like a wheelchair. I was like, man, so lame.
It is. I
like, dang it.
It's
like,
so
not
dumb.
That I need like The Rock to be like, you know, like at, like a juiced president.
But even like Obama was.
Yeah.
He like, was a young dude.
Obama could fall over and like get back up. And be like, yeah. Oh, no, I'm good.
Catch himself.
Yeah.
Not trip
JFK,
from a step.
He was younger. Like, yeah. He could just like, this is like the old, like, old guys. I'm like, man,
get a youngin in there, bro.
Like, I get you need the experience, but like these guys are like past experience, like they're almost to expiration.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're closer to expiration than to,
yeah. it was so sad. He was fine, nothing happened.
I feel but like it I was would just be like, everywhere if it was like Joe Biden breaks hip.
Yeah, it was just so like,
how old is Kamala? She's probably younger-ish.
She's
definitely not his age.
No, she's 40s, 50s.
Yeah, probably 50s.
Late 50s, I don't know.
Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think we need a woman president now.
Yeah, we need to
break that
able-bodied president. That'll be insane if we could live during that. That'll be like...
an able-bodied president or a
woman president?
Yeah.
Both.
I want to.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if it didn't happen in
our lifetime.
The next 20. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it didn't happen in our lifetime, I'd be... concerned.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm. There's got to be the right one, like the right timing. It's all like so much goes into it. Stars
once again
align.
Political season gonna start. I'm gonna blow my brains.
Let's go political ads.
All right, let's get rid of the politics. Can I hop in this article about a woman having two babies? Because I actually this isn't even funny.
Yeah,
this is interesting.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're like, oh, when Sarby teed this up on the, I think it was on the first drop, he was like, yeah, I have an article about a woman having two babies. And he was trying to like remember what the rest of it was. And I was like, dang, a woman having two babies? That's insane. He was like, fuck you. He's like, shut the fuck up. I was trying to think of the rest of it.
But I didn't have it on hand. I was
she
going
has
off
two babies in the same month.
Yep. Got pregnant twice in 28 days.
Yes.
I had both babies on the same day. So a super fertile mom conceived a second baby just 4 weeks after getting pregnant with her first and didn't realize until after the infants were born. So she gave birth to her daughters August 2020, initially believing they were twins. But the midwives were like, what the hell? Because one of them was 4 pounds, 2 ounces, and the other one was much heavier at 6 pounds, 1 ounce.
Mm.
So the doctors, after kind of like doing tests or whatever, determined that the girls were actually conceived a month apart due to super fetation, like fetus, but fetation, super mm-hmm. fetation, a phenomenon whereby a second pregnancy occurs shortly after the first one.
Wild.
Super fetation is so rare in humans that there are only about 10 confirmed cases.
Hmm.
So it's like not something that happens.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
But that would be crazy.
That'd be cool. God, that kid, that'd be so cool if like you were that kid. Hopefully she like turns out or the kids turn out like fine.
Yeah, the kids are fine. Like,
okay.
I mean,
yeah, I just didn't know if like any like complications existed or played out because of that. But you're just like, yo, you're literally like, talk about your one in a million. Like, I know it's hard to believe now, but like if you had that stat with your like with you, your name, you'd be like, I am one in a million.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am
well,
him.
It literally says, hold on, let me pull it up. It says, the chance that you'll be affected by superfetation is close to zero. Like, wow. You would be part of, like,
better
the
chance
0.00001% or something.
God, you could get so many, like, cute, like with your kid, and be like, just hit, like, you know, you're, you could almost, you know what I mean? Like, with your kid, you could say, like, God, I hit the lottery with you. Because, like, you're one in a million.
You hit the...
hit the jackpot.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Probably odds are like more. Yeah. Just buy a lottery ticket after
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be insane.
Did this just happen or are they?
This happened in 2020.
Okay.
But
one update on these kids.
So she said that the pregnancy was actually horrific. She had extreme morning sickness and got hospitalized 8 times in 7 weeks. Oh, apparently they didn't know that she was growing 2 babies. They couldn't work out why I was so sick. I was expecting twins, but one was bigger than the other. They had their own sacs and placentas, so they could feed when they wanted to, but the doctors couldn't work out why one twin was bigger than the other. And then they finally figured it out.
Mm.
Huh. Yeah. And until they came out and were like, these babies are not the same size.
Yeah, they're not twins.
Yeah. I don't think there's too much else.
They
But the kids are doing, like, the kids are, do you want to see a picture?
Yeah.
Like, they're little cuties. Look at them.
Aw.
Yeah. So they're like 3 by now?
Yeah.
Almost 3?
Yeah.
They're nice. Live and healthy. I would be worried about a kid being born at 4 pounds.
Yeah.
That's pretty, I guess preemies are usually a little bit lighter than that.
Yeah.
That's pretty small.
I was going to say it's cool. It's fucking awesome and unbelievable that in the science community, within like the medical field, there's enough of a network to connect. There's only 10 confirmed cases of this happening,
yeah,
but they know what it is, that they had an answer as to why this happened, and that there's only this many others that have had this happen, and they can connect them all. Because they didn't happen in the same place.
True. Or, I mean, the other question is, I mean, like, what if there's probably a couple people out there who it's happened to?
Yeah.
But they didn't really know.
Yeah, and they didn't know.
Although, I guess they probably would know. Like, if the doctors were able to be like, this is super weird that they're different sizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe they would be able to figure it out better, but.
Yeah, eventually. But it's just, I know, I guarantee you all these happen across the world. And you just, like, just being able, having that network and the communication that, and the documentation to be able to share data and be like, oh yeah, hey, wherever this happened, I live in the other side of the world, that happened here too.
Yeah, that I wonder. that would be like a crazy connect. Like,
yeah,
I need to talk to somebody who has gone through this. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like there's like, you know, like alcoholics can talk to other alcoholics, yeah, or whatever. Like, I'm sure this is like just another type of crazy. It sounds, the way they wrapped up the article pretty much was just like, we spent a majority of the first like weeks of the after pregnancy like in and out of the hospital, but now they're like healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be also scary,
that like someone's body can like probably. I mean, she said it was a pretty like gruesome birth.
Yeah,
for both of them, like the fact that she can like the body can recover from that.
That's true.
She's built different.
Pregnancy is crazy. Pregnancy is like one of like the most painful things that you can experience. Apparently,
yes.
It's just. And the fact that it's just like normal for women to go through that, is like, whoa.
Yeah. Women
Thank
for sure
built God different. I'm a dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Pain tolerance is a lot higher than ours.
Probably.
Because they've been cramping for the whole like life too. So
we
like,
still
they're just getting like even their bodies like, don't worry, it gets worse.
We should still get Allie to come in and do the pain cramp simulator. That'd be really fun.
I'm a little scared to have her behind the control, but yeah, we should.
We could put Nate behind it. He'd be really nice to us.
Yeah, he'd be very
like,
nice.
Like, okay, guys, I'm going to crank it up to 4.
Yeah.
Oh.
We should have
Does
both
that hurt
of them.
Too much?
We should have both of them. Allie's just like, more!
More! More!
Breaks the dial.
Allie can control yours. Nate can control mine.
Fuck. Game over.
She'd be like, oh, Nate, that hurts. Can you turn it down a little bit? Allie'd be like,
hey. I'd be like, it only goes to 10? She said, too, she wanted to feel them to see if it actually feels like what she feels.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to test it, which is even scarier.
Yeah. Because what if she's like, this ain't shit, bro.
Yeah. Be like, oh, no, you're fine. Don't worry. Like, I went to 10 and it's not even that bad.
Does it, like, shock you? Is that how you feel the pain of those?
I'm assuming so. It's, like, some sort of shock that, like, activates your, like, muscles here.
And, like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, like she'd have a field day with that.
Oh, yeah. She pressed that button so hard. I think we wrap up with just a little couple little pee-pee boys.
Nice. Submitted.
Some needed people peeing
Did
their pants.
Did they submit it? Did anyone submit these?
No, these aren't submitted. I had to go look for them.
The fuck, y'all?
But if you guys have some, definitely submit them. We haven't had a submitted one in a little while, but...
Fuck you guys.
Send them in. We love to read them. I got 2, actually, because they're both pretty short. So, first one, I went to the bar with one of my exes a few years back and proceeded to be the raging alcoholic that I was back then.
Yikes.
Drank tons of beer. Don't remember going back to her place or going to bed. I wake up in the wee hours of the morning with her shouting at me, "You're peeing on the floor."
Ugh.
Still in a booze daze, I replied something to the effect of, "No, I didn't. You did."
Yes. Just such a barbaric gaslight.
Finally, after realizing my socks were soaking wet and reeking of urine, I admitted to myself that I pissed on her floor. We broke up shortly after.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's a good recovery after that.
Mm-mm. No. No, 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 no.
If you peed on your girlfriend's floor, would
was
she...
It, wait, what did you say about it? It's like her, his ex-girlfriend from high school or something?
Not from high school, but just his ex.
I thought you said from like high school, and I was like, God, victory lap, Jesus.
Victory lap.
Like how you like if it was like your ex-girlfriend, I thought what it was like ex-girlfriend from high school that he like saw later in life and was like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just an ex.
Okay.
Just an ex. Would, if you peed on your girlfriend's floor, what would she do? Do you think you could recover from that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I could.
Yeah. You probably built up.
Yeah. I have some like stock.
Some streak hit. Yeah. We do have a friend that peed on another friend's Apple Watch.
Yep. Yep.
That's funny. What did he say when she told him to stop? You were there.
I don't remember.
On the trip.
I don't remember what... I don't remember what he said.
Damn. I thought he said something along kind of the lines. Not the same, but just similar.
Yeah, I forgot what he... I'll ask.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Second one. During high school, my choir went to Disney World. I was waiting in line with my crush, by the way, for the bumper cars ride. And out of nowhere, I had to pee, like, bad. I looked around, but there wasn't a bathroom nearby, and we were kind of close to the front of the line, so I decided to hold it.
Yep.
Me and my crush got into the car, and I almost made it through the ride, but just as it was about to end, someone rammed into our car really hard. The force of hitting the steering wheel, combined with the tightening of my seatbelt around my waist, squeezed all of the pee out of me. So literally like a squirt bottle just...
No, that sucks.
I started crying from embarrassment, and once my crush realized what happened, he took off his sweater and had me tie it around my waist. After cleanup and a perfume bomb, I went the rest of the day without anyone from our choir knowing I peed myself except my crush. We ended up dating for 2 years shortly after the incident. So that's kind of wholesome. Like
that warmed my, that broke my heart, but then like warmed it.
Like, can you imagine being in high school, like the girl that you had like a huge crush on, pissing yourself in front of your crush in high school?
That, when I tell you I would not be able to like go to school, it would probably be a week time before I'd like, I would pay my parents to be like, give me like a week.
Yeah.
I need time.
I think it's so cash money that like he was so chill right? about it.
Oh.
Like I'm even trying to think of how I was in high school. I don't know if I would have
reacted. I would have if it was someone who I didn't like and like they had a crush on me and that happened, like I wouldn't put it past myself to just be like, ew.
Yeah.
Be like, ooh. I hope I wouldn't.
But I guess he did have a crush on her, so.
No, she had a crush on him.
Yeah, but they ended up dating afterwards.
Yeah, but we don't know if like he actually had a crush on her, but like there was some sparks, so like.
Yeah. Oh, I'm assuming they had mutual feelings.
Yeah.
If they dated for 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think though, like if a girl that I liked in high school like peed herself, I don't know if I could have had the same reaction.
I hope I would. I hope I'd at least
too.
Just be like that. Like, I hope I would have like just like, hey, we'll just bury it. Like, I got you. Like, we'll just bury that one.
I think for me, it's more that I don't know. I might have been able like in the moment be like, oh, it's fine. Like, whatever. But then I would have probably gone to my boys and be like, bro, guess what?
Guess what
Jessica just did?
Pool. Swimming pool.
Bro, you ever impress a girl so hard that she pees herself?
Dude, she totally wants me. She peed everywhere.
Bro, she wants me so bad.
I feel like
she basically marked her territory.
There's someone out there who got told in high school that like if a girl like pees next to you, that like that means she likes
you. That means she likes you.
That would be a funny thing to like tell a fifth grader right now. She'd be like, what do you mean you've never had a girl pee by you? Like, what? Like, dude, that means a girl likes you.
That's crazy.
Just ruin some kid's
even
life
worse,
for like a couple years.
Dude, the way that you get a girl to like you, piss your pants right next to them.
Yeah. Guaranteed golden ticket for sure.
For fucking be such terrible parents. Tell that to your kid.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a crush on little Sammy? Bro, just piss your pants right next to her. That's how dad
love it.
That's how daddy got mommy.
Wanna know how me and mom got together? Soaked my pants.
Soaked my pants.
We're out
filled entirely with piss.
We're at a basketball game. I looked her in the eye and I gave her a little nod down. Soaked. Khakis. Dark.
I looked into her deep blue eyes as the stain filled the front of my pants. Are we writing a Wattpad fanfic for Piss Kinks or what?
There's some dude like, okay, next.
Yeah, yeah, and?
Yep.
And?
Okay, come on, finish it. Come on, come on.
Yeah, and then what happened? Oh my God, that piss. I do not like what I just did with my voice.
Oh my God.
Actor for that one.
I just want to like tell kids lies and like make them look like fools.
Yeah, I feel like if it's not my kid.
Yeah.
Can we just like go? Zach's girlfriend. She'd be like,
yeah.
Can we come to your class?
Go to your school and like completely ruin some of these kids' lives for like 2 years.
Let me be a mentor.
Oh my God.
We leave like 3 days later. She comes back. Why are all my kids pissing their pants now? What did you guys tell them?
They're horny. I don't know.
Did you ever intentionally piss your pants?
I peed my pants once because I didn't feel like getting up. I was like, bathroom's far away. Don't want to get up. Peed my pants. I was like, well, now I got to clean this up.
Was it like in school?
I was like laying in my bed.
Huh.
It was like super kid brain because like, obviously, the thing that required the least amount of effort would be to just get up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'll just pee my pants and like, won't have to get up. And then like, did it. And I was like, I got to clean
up. That sucked.
Well, now I got to get up and clean this. So, okay.
Not as effective as I thought it would be.
It's kind of backfired a little.
I didn't know this. Apparently, I told my mom when I was like 4 that I just peed my pants because I saw other kids doing it. Like I was fully, my parents like nailed the potty training down. But apparently like just at school, I peed my pants one day because I saw other kids doing it. And I was like, I could do that.
We can tell kids this and it'll work.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, I got social proofed.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
Yo, like my friend peed his pants and like his mom came and picked him up. That might've been it too, because my mom had to come pick me up.
Yeah.
She's like, why did you do that? And I just kind of told her, I was like,
the boys were pissing.
The boys were peeing their pants, and I wanted to be part of the boys.
Duh. God, mom, you don't get it.
A plus B equals C, brother.
That's what I'm telling you.
You ain't pissing your pants. That's how you get initiated.
Yeah.
Pee your pants right now.
Yep. Anyone listening, just take one.
How do you think we got into a fraternity?
Yeah. How do you think we got into a fraternity? How do you think we got a podcast? How do you think we got anything in life?
The foundation of brotherhood is pissing your pants.
Amen. Amen.
Guys, thank you for coming. Listen to the Last Drop podcast. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, do all the things that help us. Rate, review. Go watch another one of our podcasts.
Yeah.
All those things. Love you. See you next week. That's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Take that back.
No.
Take that.
I did it again.
Take that back.
Did it another time.
That's so rude.
Can't stop me.